and so forth. So I thought it'd be quite interesting actually to make a piece. And the piece actually started off because I was commissioned to do a piece in the swimming pool. And this was in Canada. It's also done in London much later. But the first piece in the swimming pool actually, as a performance piece, was in Banff in Canada. So, and I said, what have we got? I said, well, we've got a large swimming pool. So I said, okay. So what we did was to, and also in Banff actually, they have all these women who learn synchronized swimming when they're at school. So it was quite easy to find a team of women who could actually do synchronized swimming. So I thought, oh, that'd be useful. Yeah. So I asked them if they would like to be part of the performance, and they were very delighted. And so began the whole thing in a way, again, looking at the whole idea in the sense of the idea of the whole feminist idea in the sense of like the synchronized swimmer, the woman's body, and all these areas that no one has been debating for quite a long time, actually. And then, in a way, looking at this group of young people who actually really enjoyed actually doing synchronized swimming. And it was just part of what they did. It was a bit like an exercise for them, you know, kind of. So anyway, decided actually it'd be really interesting to actually take the idea of the Busby Barclay films and to ask them to, if they can do some of the choreography of that as well. And also to use some of the images from the film of Busby Barclay's rosettes and things of the women swimming and so on. But they couldn't, we wanted to project them on the swimming pool, the water, but it wouldn't work. So I actually put them onto monitors, which was a pyramid of monitors, actually, of all these different images from these films. So they were there by the side of the pool, and they would sort of walk in sequence around the pool, dive in, and then start doing all these different sort of swimming patterns and so forth. And I was actually dressed in a sort of like a male suit, looking, I was just sort of like the conductor conducting the whole scenario, and so it was very much in a way of actually dealing with this. Where was that whole power between the male and the female? What was it that women enjoyed doing, but it was also seen that it was wrong, and so forth. So it was also questioning the idea in the sense of a lot of ideas about feminism and its way of actually dealing with it, and what women's rights were in the way that they wanted to be. So. So the performance actually was quite interesting in a way that how in Canada they had a completely different approach, because it's a very, very political regime there actually, and they sort of follow politics and that very much within the sort of art colleges as well. So there's quite a good debate that went on with the actual sort of swimmers as well. So when it was very, very successful, I really liked it, and I decided then that it'd be quite nice to make a film, and then I put it to the Arts Council, who then gave me the money to be able to make the film Neon Diver, which you'll see.